Welcome to Master Red, a Charizard TCG and Pokemon podcast. I'm your host, Rafi Avakian. Today, we have a special episode for you guys. I hope you guys hear that in the background. That is the OG N64 Pokemon Snap. Now, it is recently coming out for the Switch, and I'm all hyped. I have the N64 version I'll be sharing with you guys. What we're going to do today is we're going to play a little bit of N64 Retro Pokemon Snap. We're going to go and we're going to compare one of the areas in this Pokemon Snap with an area in the Pokemon Snap that lately came out on the Switch. And that area, if you might have guessed it, is the volcano area. So what we're going to do is we're going to play both, and then we're going to compare games. We're going to compare our scores. We're going to compare our the excitement, the Pokemons, the coolness. All right? And so I'm going to try not to use biases, which are, for example, like before doing it, all my thoughts of it before doing it, I'm going to try not to have those biases. So, all right, here we are. We're on the path to greatness. If you guys see this on video, you guys will know what I'm talking about. So, you guys hear that? A Pokemon Snap in the background. It's so exciting. We're going to compare those two. Then we have a little bit of time. We're going to go into our Pokemon Go news and Pokemon Go battles. We're going to do three matches and then discuss our matchups. All right, guys. You'll know in the show notes if we actually were doing this. So you could go ahead and read the show notes for sure. That happens after the show. I like to do it that way. There we go. So here we are. Oh yeah, last episode, guys. Check out episode 17. Really important. I introduced the website for Master Red and the Discord platform. Lately, though, after that, we also developed a Master Red Facebook group. You can go check it out. It's Master Red. Has a red, the face of it, Master Red. Now, the logo is a red Game Boy. It's so cool, so nostalgic, and it has Master Red in there. We had to get away from using Charizard or anything really specifically Pokemon related that might have anything attached to it. So that's why we ended up changing the logo. And also, guys, it also makes it more of the podcast a thing rather than a Pokemon thing. So, guys, I hope you guys like the new podcast. And I hope you guys drop into our Discord. Go to Master Red and just check it out. Check out the notes. The link will be in there. Also, check out the Facebook, too. All right, so you guys hear that in the background? I'm only seeing it's in black and white configuration, so I might have to spend more time fixing that later on. But yeah, I'm going to play Pokemon Snap, and it's so retro that it's in black and white. All right, guys, we're going to go in there. Let's move this. We're going to move this laptop here. We're going to move stuff. There we go. All right, we got the mic. we got the laptop. And there we go. And we got the setup. You guys can hear that Doduo going in the background as if you didn't get him. So let's do this. The crazy thing is we're doing this with the mic. I wonder if we could actually show the game, actually. You know what? We're going to do that. We're going to try to show the game. Once this comes out on video, this will be nice. Let's get the background different. Choose background. Nope. No background. There you go.
Woo. Oh. There we go. Well, yeah, it's not that great. But hey,
we got it. All right, we're going to be going to continue game.
A little bit bright, though. I wish you could chill better, but no, sorry, guys.
It says, I've been waiting for you, Red. I expect you to take good pictures. See, guys, my name is Red, even in Pokemon Snap, and that's before the podcast. All right. Beach, tunnel, volcano. Did I start this game over? Yes, let's go. We're going to volcano, guys.
All right. So I got a bunch of stuff running at me right now. Ooh. I missed the Rapidash, which is nice. Kind of wish I could see this in color. It's so cool in color. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you right now. We're going to fix this. Oh, there you go. Got you. Got your little black and white Vulpix. Vulpix is so cute in color. Good. That's the Pokéflute you get to play. And I just threw an apple at it. And because of the apple, now Vulpix was eating the apple, so it, you know, caused me to stop, put on the brakes. I see Vulpix just enjoying itself there with this nice apple. All right, we're on this trip. I love the music in this. What is that? It's a Charmander in black, and the black and white Charmander, pixelated. Nice. I've never seen the game in black and white. It seems a lot more like a retro game than it is. I think it's developed in the 90s or early 2000s, this game. So, Charmander calling his friends. What I do is I throw out some apples. Charmander calls some more friends. Charmander is very excited. So what you do is you throw one apple, and then three of them come. And then you throw one more apple, and then you might get, if you do it right, you get all of its friends to come, which is like about 8 to 10. So they're jumping up and down. You take a picture of them. You're supposed to take a picture right in the middle. If you do the wrong thing, you press B. You could throw like this one ball that like puts them to sleep. You do that to like, you can use that to wake some Pokemon up, but other Pokemon get knocked out. All right, Charmander is roaring at me. There's a really special photo you could take of this, like with those eight Charmanders, for example, like I said, all roaring at you, or you could get them like all around one apple jumping up and down from excitement. So what we're going to do is we're going to move on. We're going to hit the Moltres egg that was right in our way. Ooh, Moltres comes out. He's all in the air. Now he's going to do some kind of flare move. Ooh, got that right in the middle. Then we have two Magmar. Just battling it out. One does a flamethrower on to the other. And Moltres is elegantly flying away. This is such an exciting game. All right. So now what we do is we have like three little volcanoes and then on the right and one huge one on the left. Huge one is where Charmeleon just goes around this pit. You have to hit him. You knock him down. Just knock them down. And then Charizard comes out. Charizard comes out, you gotta hit him with an apple, and then he just fire blasts in your face. Fire blasts in your face. Oh, yes. Other fire blasts in my face. Other side, there is Growlithe and Arcanine, which I'm too slow right now because I'm playing a lot. But boom, Charizard is there. That was tight. Wow, they're just screaming. once I figure the screens out, guys, I'll be able to show you guys. But it was, unfortunately, the TV shows are way too bright on it. So let's see. Well, as I said, I was going to take go to the volcano region. I went to the volcano region in Pokemon Snap. I missed the Rapidash, apparently. And then we got some cute little Vulpix photos. So we're going to go see Professor Oak's. Oh, nice. Got a nice one of the Vulpix in the middle. A terrible one in Charmander. Let's see. I think we have more of Charmander here. We got one of them getting knocked out. Oh, we have one in the middle. Three of them. Three Charmanders. It's not, might not beat my last one, which is him jumping up and down. Oh, we got a nice Moltres photo right in the middle. Wow. Oh, wow. I played this game in a long time. And, oh, got that Charizard there. Boom. His fire blast to the face. This game is so cool. I urge you guys. If you don't have the old school N64, if it comes out on the Switch, hopefully it feels as retro, you know? And if anything, the files are the same game. So Magmar doing, you know, flamethrower or fire blast, I don't know which one, to the other Magmar, knocking him out. Bam, that's a good one right there. And then, oh, there's another one of two Magmars together. I don't know which one, if I want to choose that. You can only choose one. We got several photos of Charizard. Charizard just standing there, just on side pick. Just standing, looking at me like, hey, what's up? And then there's another one of them blasting away. I feel like I have 10-degree burns or something like that. And then what we're going to do is now we're done. So how do I get out of here? I've chosen the pictures to show to Professor Oak. Press B to return and choose Professor Oak. Okay. Choose Professor Oak. I'll choose which pictures to show. Oh, okay. So you can either let him choose which photos to show to Professor Oak, or you could show the pictures you want to Professor Oak. I prefer showing the pictures I want. Let's see. Yeah, we're going to mark down the score that we get here. I don't know how much it like compares but to the new speech, but we'll try. Volcano course, let's go. Vulpix, let's go. Let's do this. All right, it's comparing my last score. 710 for size. Let's do this. Pose. 1,000 for pose. It's beating my last one, by the way. Ooh, times 2 for technique. Oh, there's only one. Oh, I didn't even see the score. It just said, well done. I beat my last Vulpix. That was the best Vulpix I've had. Interesting. I haven't played the game in a year or more. Okay, so let's. So this time I have 3 Charmanders. Last time I had 3 Charmanders, one of them jumping up. Let's see. It depends on who's more in the middle. So for size, I win. Again, 450 to 440. Pose, we got 200 to 1200. Oh, man. His pose was better. My last pose kicked my butt. So last time, I got 3,280 points. This time, I got 1,300. And then since they're the same Pokemon, you add more points, so it's 1940 points. I lost this time. Moltres. I hope it gives an overall score. I don't remember if it gives an overall score in this one now that I'm thinking about it. But the new Switch, the new Snap does. So let's see. I think my Moltres is better. 950 to 940. Ooh, 1350 for pose. Same thing. Technique, let's see what we got. Oh, we got times 2, 4,600 to 4,580. Let's see. Oh, we beat my last Moltres score. That is really cool. All right, Magmar, fighting Magmar. So 800 for special. Yeah, I'm close by. Got him right on time. Size 490. Let's see, total 1290 right now. We're winning.
Pulse 1200. Let's go. Total 2490 to 2020. We got two of them. Yes, total 4980 to 4040. Yes, plus 320. Same Pokemon times two. 5300 total score. Wow. That is great. As compared to Charizard's, they're both Fire Blast. This time I got Fire Blast is more in the middle. Let's see what's going on. Size 460. Wait, that's it. Wait, I don't understand how I could get more points with Charizard. Like, he's literally giving me a Fire Blast move. There aren't more of them, so this one's tricky. I'm going to have to figure that out. I can't let that go without as a master, I can't just do that. Welcome back. All right, so my boy did not give me an overall score. So, we did get an overall score. Let's wait. What? We did get an overall score. What was our overall score? Oh, got my. So you could check your best shot. And it was my Magmar from today. Yeah, that's for you guys right there. Doing Flamethrower on the other Magmar. It's knocked out. That's a nice one. 5,300 points. I love the music in this. It's so cool. It's so relaxing. It's like, and you feel like you're going on a trip when you're on it. So I love the music. All right. I don't think we got a points. We got... All right. So we won't be able to compare points, I guess. We did do really well for the first time, actually. So now we're going to go and we're going to compare our points. We're going to have a nice retro Pokemon Snap in the background.
All right, I'll be back, guys. All right. Okay. So we're going to rate this Pokemon Snap. Let's look at excitement. Man, there's everything's flying at you. Rapidash running at you. There's all these retro Pokemon. I'm gonna save and. So it was a black and white too. That's pretty crazy. I'm gonna say I was excited about a 9 over there. Very, very exciting there. Now next one, Pokemon's. All my favorites are in there, right? Mass Red, Charizard, Pokemon Podcast, right? Everything's in there. We got Vulpix, we got Rapidash, we got Magmar, we got all the old Kanto ones. Come from the Kanto generation. We've got we get that a cool 9 as well. Coolness. We're gonna go to coolness. Coolness, definitely I'm gonna go for the 10 for coolness for here. And it actually helped become more cool when it was actually in black and white. So it felt like a really old game. So, and unfortunately I cannot compare scores, but I can compare like my best score, right? And this is really what's gonna matter, what's the best score. I think it was like 5500, so let's go back and see that Pokemon report. Best shot. And it was a Magmar's. 5,300 points. I mean, it also depends on the point system for this game. Pokemon Snaps. Nintendo. All right. Now, I'm going to miss this music. Okay. So, we're going to turn off the Nintendo Switch. We're going to go on the... we're going to turn off the 64. We're going on the Nintendo Switch. We're going scientifically. All right. If you get 100 people doing the same thing, that's when it becomes scientific. But you guys can hear the music. That's pretty cool. You guys can also hear how excited I was playing, so for sure. Now I'm going to compare best scores. So, okay. Now let's go in. I'm going to be getting a remote. Switching up. Let's do it. Okay. We're going to be playing. Well, the mic fell. Sorry, guys. So basically, what I just did is I put the scores for the game for Nintendo 64 Snap. For excitement, I put 9 Pokemon. I put 9 coolness. I put 10, and my best score was a Magmar, which got 5,300 points. That was for a Flamethrower Magmar that's knocking out another one. That's pretty funny. And now we're gonna go into the new Pokemon Snap. And we're going to then play the fire area. So that's a volcanic area. And we're going to rate the Pokemons. And we're going to compare our best scores. Let's do it. This is our first time playing on the TV with this mic. Sorry, guys, that I kind of put it on the side there. Hopefully you guys heard me. But yeah. All right. So let's go down. Where's the Pokemon Snaps? Where are you, Snap? YouTube, home, grid. Too many games. Shining Pearl, home. Where did Pokemon Snap go? Animal Crossing. There you are. So many games. All right. We're going to go in, guys. Yeah, that's one criticism I have about the Switch is, like, you at one point you get overwhelmed by the number of games you have. that's not a bad problem, is it? All right. So now this is Pokemon Snap. So there isn't, like, so you go to the start button, there's no nice music, like dun 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 dun. So the coolness, I think it's already kind of going down here. So let's just press the button. This is Pokemon Snap 2021. Yep. He just says like one word things, kind of like Oak. Definitely doesn't look, he's not as cool as Oak. He says, at your age, I had my nose in a lentil travel log day and night. It is really exciting going back to this. But what was I more excited about? I was definitely more excited about going to the old Pokemon Snap. So the excitement, I'm going to put it at a 6. Okay? Excitement is 6. So let's go to our research. Oh, yeah. Now I remember Bilusleva, Florio, Veluca. This game is really cool. It's really deep, right? And it's much harder to beat this game than the original Pokemon Snap. So if you have a kid, and you know, I would go with an N64 Snap, and so they could actually experience winning. This game is really online. You can get really competitive, too. They're never going to get the highest score. So, it shows my highest score here is 3.5 million. I've reached max level on the volcanic spot. Let's go.
So Master Red for a reason, right? we overcompensate in every Charizard level. All right, what is that? An Altaria. We have some dragon typing. That's really cool. Ooh, okay. You're going in. There's a Talonflame. Ooh, wow. Talonflame's flying around. You got to do some special action. Got to get that Typhlosion. Ooh, that's a Luxray right there. This is very cool. There's a huge variety of Pokemon, which I totally forgot about. By the way, you could take a picture of Ho-Oh flying in the back. Oh, gosh. All right. So going down, we see some magma. We're going through. Ooh, Aerodactyls, Chimchar. Oh, no, what is that? I think that's a Chimchar, the monkey. Aerodactyl flying around. That's really cool. We got Tyrantrum right there. I took an awesome picture of Tyrantrum. Aerodactyl flying around. Aerodactyl. Remember, guys, remember the episode? Ooh, I wish they put the Pokemon Show Aerodactyl noises in there. That was really cool. Aerodactyl. Ooh, Tyrantrum is kind of roaring at each other. That's really cool. Okay, nothing like Magmar is burning each other down, though. I would say the old N64 was a little more violent. Which I kind of liked. There's a Charmander right here. Oh, doing flamethrower to I think a dinosaur Pokemon with wings. Forgot about his name. Now, there's two paths you could take. Not the path of the peak, but there's some Graveler on the top. Two paths. Oh man, I forgot which one goes to Charizard, man. Kind of. There's the Monferno, not Chimchar, Monferno. There's some Monferno playing around the Tyrantrum. You have to figure out a way to like wake up the Tyrantrum. I haven't done that yet. There's a lot of deep stuff that you could do. A lot of different things you could do in this game. A lot of unlocks. So the deepness of this game definitely goes beyond the old Pokemon Snap in that regard. But if you haven't gotten this game yet, I would say, you know, since I just played it back to back, I think nothing will help you understand the level of complexity of this new Pokemon Switch better than seeing the old one. Well, that's Archeops. Archeops would be cool. All right, we're in a place where Charizard's flying around this time. He's flying. He's not staying in one location on a volcano. We have sleeping Gravelers. We took a picture of him, but it's really hard to take a picture of Charizard in this. Okay, he's flying around. There's a Tyrantrum there. I remember, and you have to get, like, you have to do this so many times to get, like, to certain levels in this game. You don't just get everything. Ooh, Charizard doing something there. Flying Tyrantrum roaring at Charizard. That's really cool. Tyrantrum Charizard deck, huh? Thinking. I don't even know if the Tyrantrum has a card. Just knocks down this Graveler. Hope he's not mad. Got a bunch of this magma going. Oh, yeah, Professor's happy. We got a Graveler in our way. There's a Cyndaquil. No, there's Cyndaquil. It's a Torkoal. The Torkoal right there sleeping. Slugma's in the magma. Wow, you can see so much variety in this game. I mean, it makes sense. There's like so many more Pokemon by now. And also, guys, there's like two different paths you could take for this. So we took the Charizard path. Let's see how we do today. All right. All right. Couldn't figure out the video for this, but once I figure that out, we'll do a video version. So let's go. Photos taken 53 photo Pokemon photograph 13. Let's do this. Okay. So in this game, instead of going through the pictures, instead of choosing the pictures one by one already, you go through the files for each Pokemon. I kind of have a, and it tells you if you have a new one for each Pokemon, and you choose like one star or two stars or three stars, four stars. It's a lot deeper than the original Pokemon Snap in that regard too. It's a lot of skill. It needs a lot of skill, this game. So for kids, I would definitely start off with the original Pokemon Snap. And get them used to taking pictures. It's a lot easier. But, you know, once they get good at it, they would love this game. The Pokemon Snap on the Switch. And you don't need to buy a Nintendo 64 now. You could just get the online platform, I have the actual N64. So we have Aerodactyl pictures. Aerodactyl looking up, looking cool, looking around. Which one do we do? Boom, we do the one looking around. He's in the middle. That's going to get me max points. He's got to be closer in the middle. That's the thing. So we got a new picture of Tyrantrum. I wonder where it is. Oh, a new level 4 picture. Ooh, he's roaring at Charizard who's on the right. He's roaring, looking up. Really cool, looking really regal. We have Charmander picture. Charmander running around. Charmander looking cute. Our last picture was so much better for Charmander. All right, we'll just pick one of these. We're not winning. So let's see. Arceus is really cool. Arceus is kind of doing this thing that, in Jurassic Park, where the guy got sprayed on. We got Gravelers now. Let's see. A lot of side picks for Graveler. Graveler is hard to take pictures of. All right, pick one. Charizard, let's go. We got one of them flying. Side pick, we don't see his head. That's a bad one. We don't have a second star picture. We have a one star picture and a four here. And side flying one is really cool. So we got an up close one of him opening up his wings. All right, we're gonna use that one. Let's do it. Torkoal eating. I threw an apple at him. Torkoal with an apple. Let's go. Slugma's the last one. Okay. Next. Well, now I'm comparing it to Rapidash and Vulpix and all the old school Pokemon. Those are really cool. Let's see. Altaria. Really cool. Let's see. There's a lot more things that they compare in this one. There's poses, size, direction, placement, and other Pokemon. I think it's more or less similar. Oh, it generalizes other Pokemon. The other one gives points for the same species. So, anyways, Altaria, we got 4,150 points. Yeah, obviously, we got to choose the last one. We got to kind of remember what our best points are. So it's 4,100 points for Altaria so far. Talonflame's going to be low scores, 2,100. Typhlosion, let's see, my last one was 4,218 points, two of them together, which is actually, if you go to the other path, you get to Typhlosion, which is so cool because you either choose a path with Charizard in there or Typhlosion. All right, we only got 2966 this time. We're keeping the last one, 4,000. All right, Luxray. All right, guys, as I said, if you jump into the old Pokemon Snap one, you can just jump into that one and do good. There aren't a lot of variables, like the controlling is easy. So, you know, I was able to get top shots on that one, having not played for a while. But this one is going to compare your new score to your old score. So if someone else has a score already, you're going to have to work your way up is what I'm trying to say. Oh, I got a top Monferno score for 4,015. This one, Monferno's happy, he's smiling, and other Monferno's talking to him, telling jokes. All right, we got our next Monferno one. We got a diamond, actually, on that one. Nice. We got Aerodactyl. I love Aerodactyl. You know what? I'm actually thinking of getting the V and V-Star Aerodactyls from Lost Origin. I don't know. It's, we might end up making a fighting deck doing that, at least online. But that'd be super cool. Aerodactyl, Charizard, Magma, Charizard, just rivals, right? And Scyther too. Got 3,800 this time. It's 4,258. Last time we picked that one. Time Mantrum, let's see. We got a new one. It's not even comparable. Pose 969. Size 1585. Direction 798. Placement 860. Other Pokemon 327. Background nothing. And Time Mantrum is getting 4,539 points. I'm going to put Time Mantrum and Magmar for the other one. And then 4,539 points. So, wow, yeah. Oh, yeah, Tyrantrum's Pokedex is complete. Yes, this game is very deep. You could do a lot of things. You could fulfill the Pokedex by choosing, by taking different portals of Pokemon. Charmander was not that great. My last one at 4,428.9. It's the different location. There's also Flareon in the other locations. Cool. Archaeops, we got three of diamonds last time. Let's see what we get this time. We got three of diamonds again. We got slightly less points, 4425 to 4607. I like my new photo better, though. He's like right in the middle. He's looking sideways. That's why the photo got less points. Apparently for Graveler, I got great timing. I got both his eyes this time, even though it's on the side of his head. Pose is 774. Size 1971. Okay. Direction 1689. Oh, okay. We got a new record for Graveler. 4489 versus 4352. We're going to keep that one. Okay. Number one doing better. Charizard, I suspect, is doing better. Part of its horn is not in this picture. So let's see how it does. Pose 7044, the other one's 919. Okay. What are we losing? Directionality, we got 823, which is the only thing we got going for this new photo. So we got 4422 versus 4541. So far, we have not hit 5,000. Apparently, Torkoal being knocked out is a 500 pose. So, but overall, I did worse than the last Torkoal, which is posing for me, and it has a Flareon in the background. Slugma! Slugma swimming in the magma. That's really cool. Got 3,250. Okay. So, we did the best score award goes to Pokemon Snap from Nintendo 64. Let's see what course score. We got 2.3 million for core score, and the Professor Mirror has a favorite photo in this one. It's really cool. So many more features in this, and it's the dinosaur, basically the sideways Archaeopteryx. Yeah, really cool picture that I picked, and Professor agrees with me. That's tight. All right, guys, so that was a playthrough of Pokemon Snap Nintendo Switch style. So let's see. Let's go with excitement. Starting the game, excitement was kind of low. Let's kind of compare the music too. Let's do music. Music in Pokemon Snap Nintendo. I'm just gonna make it easy. I'm gonna go 10. In this one, I'm just gonna give it a 5. It's not that great. Excitement. When I started playing the level, the excitement really went up. So I would give it a 9.2. Just as exciting. Pokemon, oh man, but Pokemon, I'm going to give 9.5 for Pokemon Snap Switch. All right, this is a hard one. Like, the Pokemon Snap original one has all the original Pokemon, Magma and everything. But what the Snap for the Switch has is different locations for each Pokemon, and the Pokemon are doing what they do naturally. Charizard in the original Pokemon Snap is sleeping in Magma. Well, that's natural, right? But Charizard in this Snap is flying around, fighting Tyrantrum. There's so many things going on. All the different things going on there. So just a little bit more there. Plus, you get some action with Ho-Oh if you catch them. So 9.5 there. Coolness, we're going to go with... We're going to go with 9.5 for coolness versus 10. The retro ones just wins in coolness. And how many people have an N64 with the game? So, when coolness, just the only reason why it went up to 9.5 is the game is just really cool. But other than that, having a Switch itself is not as cool as having a Nintendo 64. So that's what wins it out. And then comparing best scores, we had 4,539 points with Tyrantrum versus 5,300 points with Pokemon Snap, Nintendo 64. Music, 5 out of 10 for new Snap. Music, 10 out of 10 for old Snap. In this one, I'm not comparing the depth of the game, that area. With how much you can do, the new Pokemon Snap wins in terms of depth. There is depth in the old Pokemon Snap too. It's a lot, but the old Pokemon Snap is a lot more straightforward. And that's what I was talking about when you're introducing kids to this game. The old Pokemon Snap is much better. Pick up and the N64 is just $80 versus $200 on Switch. So pick up an old N64. It might be a little difficult to find Pokemon Snap. I got mine for $12. Search around, search for Pokemon Snap, and hopefully you'll have it. But if you already have a Switch, you gotta pay the online fee and then get it from that there. Looking at points, all right, we got 9 for excitement for Pokemon Snap, Pokemon Nintendo Snap versus excitement for 9 for Pokemon. Switch snap, so tied there. For Pokemon, Pokemon Switch Snap has 9.5, so it wins. Pokemon Nintendo 64 Snap is a 9, so it lost. For coolness, Nintendo 64 Snap wins. Coolness, Switch Snap loses. Comparing scores, Tyrantrum loses to Magmar. Win, lose. Comparing music scores, new Switch loses. I'm going to add depth there. Depth of the game. Comparing depth of the game, old Nintendo Switch gets about a 7. The new Nintendo Switch gets about a 10 for depth, and new one wins. All right, so we're just going to compare how many wins and losses. The old Switch, let's see, 1, 2, 3 wins. 3 wins for the old Switch, for the old Nintendo Snap. Yeah, old Nintendo Snap, that makes sense. The 1, 2, 3, yep. And then for the new Nintendo Snap, I got 1, 2 wins. Tie 1. So Pokemon win. Best scores loses. Music loses. and depth wins. So two wins. All right, guys. The old Pokemon Snap wins by one area, guys. All right, so old Pokemon Snap, it won in terms of the coolness, got 10. In terms of comparing our best scores, we got a higher score on Magmar with 5,300 points, that one. And comparing music, the old one's better. It's just calming. And then you get into, when you go on the path, it's just really cool. So it's 10. So three wins overall for Pokemon Snap Nintendo 64. Two wins overall for Nintendo Switch Snap. It got two wins. Where to get the wins? In the depth of the game. It's just a lot of different things you could do in the game. So that's a 10. A lot more stuff. Tyrantrum got 45,39 points. Unfortunately, did not beat Magmar's score. Which is a loss there. What did it win? Let's see. The depth, and it won in the area of Pokemon. Yeah, so the variety of Pokemon, of course, it's in the newer ones, so it's got all the different generations in there too. And also, it won out because of the animations in there are really cool. So, Pokemon Snap, Nintendo 64, play that one. And then, first, if you haven't gotten the new Switch Snap yet, the new Switch Snap has been since 2021. And also, if you haven't played the old one yet, you're going backwards. Yeah, it's definitely plenty worth it to go to the old one. Don't think, hey, it's retro. I might have bad scenery in there, or whatever. Make sure your color works on the plugs. Make sure you got all the plugs in, and you're gonna be surprised. It's so cool. Even the coolness of it is more than the new one. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Let's see, do we have any time left for something else here? That was exciting, guys, comparing the old and the new Pokemon Snap. All right, guys, today we're going to end this episode. What we're going to do is we're going to do another episode on the Pokemon Go battles. That's going to be the next feature of our Master Red, a Charizard, TCG, and Pokemon podcast. Thank you guys for listening. I'm sorry that I'm new and podcasting, and I have to figure out the technology for showing the video from the TV, set up kind of like HDMI cables and all that stuff before I get to show you guys that. I did try to show the Nintendo one, but unfortunately it was too bright to matter. But I hope you guys enjoyed listening. I hope you guys got some information about the games, and I hope you guys go and check them out. All right, guys, I also wanted to let you guys know Buzzsprout is a podcast making machine. Go check it out. Talk about any topic you want. And also, you could check a link in the description for Buzzsprout, and then get maybe a discount from there. And then also what you can do is go ahead and go to Master Red, Charizard TCG and Pokemon Podcast website too. We have our blog there. We started the Master Red lore. First episode's there, guys. So, and also we have that Discord going. You can go in there. Discord is going to be for 18 and over, just to protect young ones. So, but if you're young, that's okay. You could go into our Facebook group. Also, we have Master Red Charizard TCG Pokemon podcast on Facebook as well, guys. That's where I share content that's happening all over the world for around Pokemon. Last content I shared was I think it was a regional Pokemon TCG game. So it was being shown. So I shared that on my channel, Master Red. So. Guys, you guys will know the channel by the Game Boy, the red Game Boy. So that's going to be our new logo. Guys, check out the Discord to be part of Burn Brightly. And Hopefully we'll get some, someday we'll get some merch and stuff. We'll do some Burn Brightly merches, and we might actually, I might actually get on a blog, or I might be featured on a blog soon. So I'll let you guys know. I'll fill you guys in on that, guys. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. I love you guys and appreciate you guys. Thank you so much again. And this is Master Red, and I'm out.